High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Again, back here at Humboldt, getting ready for the boys' game tonight. It's going to be HTRS coming in here, 7 wins and 9 losses on the year under head coach Mike Stark, taking on the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. They are 9-5 for Coach Kirk Ferris. The Titans, C1, the GCC Thunderbirds, C2. As we are getting ready to move here in the next week or so, we've got conference tournaments coming up for these teams. Higher conference, HTRS, East of Nebraska conference for the Thunderbirds. So that's all coming up here in the next couple of weeks as we just about ready to head for the home stretch of the high school basketball season here. The Fall City girls won tonight. They beat Conestoga 45-41 in the game you just heard here on Sunny 101.3. Each trip beat Johns County Central 37-31. And the other game over on KTNC tonight, our sister station, at halftime, the Conestoga boys lead the Fall City boys 32-15 at halftime. We will take a 2-minute timeout here at HTRS High School, then we'll come back and we'll give you the starting lineups for the boys' game on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn.
John, is this going to be your only pregame break?
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
At DeKalb, success never rests, but neither do diseases. That's why we're introducing the next big thing in breeding innovation, DeKalb Disease Shield. Featuring exclusive genetics from the DeKalb breeding program, DeKalb Disease Shield provides a new level of protection against 5 of the most costly corn diseases without sacrificing your yield potential. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will or Neil with your seed questions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game here at Humboldt. We'll start with the visitors from Johnson County Central for Coach Kirk Ferris, his starting 5 tonight. 6-foot senior Troy Holmes. That's all right. It's Trey. I don't know how I got Troy in there, but I did. It's Trey Holfus. Let me correct that right away. Trey Holfus, starter, 6-foot senior. 6-foot-6 senior Jonathan Duncan, a starter tonight for the Thunderbirds. Logan Barris Carnegie is a 5-foot-7 senior for the T-Birds. Cameron Schuster, a 6-foot-2 junior in the starting lineup tonight, along with 6-foot-6 senior Rodrigo Rivera. Coach said, just call him Rod. I said, I can do that. Rod Rivera, 6'6 senior for the Thunderbirds in the starting lineup tonight here at Humboldt. It is parents' night, and Coach Mike Sharp tonight is going to start Jeremiah Ward in the ball game. Jeremiah not normally a starter, but he will get the start tonight for the Titans. Looking for a number for him here. There he is, number 24. Okay. That's what I needed to get. 24 is Jeremiah Woolard. He'll be starting tonight. He is a 5'9 senior. Also starting tonight will be Nick Knudsen, a 6-foot senior. You heard the game last week where Nick surpassed the 1,000-point mark in his high school career. They had a little presentation for him for that here prior to the ball game during Parents' Night. And congratulations, Nick Knudsen. He got his 1,000th career point last week. Also starting tonight, Gage Shard, 6'3", and a senior. Hunter Fry is a 6'1" senior for the Titans tonight. And Andrew Stoller is a 6'1" senior. He'll also be in the starting lineup tonight. We also expect we'll see Jack Hunzecker, a 6'3" junior, in there. He normally is in the starting lineup for HTRS. So the teams are out there getting their final warm-ups in for this ball game. Minute or so here on the clock. They'll head over here nearby and take care of that coming up here. As we said, Fall City Girls are victorious tonight, 45-41. And the HTRS Girls with a win over JCC 37-31. Tiger Wrestlers beat Conestoga tonight, 48-30. Tigers hosted the wrestling tonight, 48-30. Troy Nelson keeping us up to date on the wrestling. Thank you, Troy, for that. I appreciate that. Coach Nelson keeping me up to date and trying to keep up to date on the wrestling as well. No basketball on the air tomorrow night on Sunday. However, Saturday, we will have basketball. The Johns County Central Thunderbirds, once again, in fact, their girls and their boys will host the Fall City Tigers on Saturday evening. Actually, Saturday afternoon and evening. The girls' game should tip off around 4:30 is what they're telling us, followed by the boys' game around 6. Randy Gatula will be in Tecumseh to bring you the action from Johns County Central High School Saturday afternoon. So we invite you to tune in for that one, Tiger fans and T-Bird fans alike. And as we said, all of our games, in addition to being on the radio, are also on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. We'll take this time now. And Humboldt Hut Band.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Fall City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ready to roll, Humboldt. We're ready to jump it up. It's Jonathan Duncan for the T-Birds against Gage Sharp for the Titans. Duncan at 6'6", wins the tip, goes back for Trey Holkes. T-Birds are going left to right towards the north bucket here in the first half. And I just passed the top of the hour. This is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Ball City in Tecumseh. With us, Logan Maris Carnegie. Off to Jonathan Duncan. Back to Carnegie. Lime green shoes with that black uniform. That's a statement. Down the lane, we take the ball with it. Polk is back over to Ross Carney. This pass stolen away by Nick Knudsen of HTRS. Knudsen up the floor. He goes left. He goes right. He elevates. Free throw circle. Jumper no good. Rebound brought down by Duncan. He'll bring it himself into the paint off the left side. Holtus up and no from three. Rebound to Gage Sharp. Here we come back the other way now with it. Sharp down low to Stalver. Stalver back inside with the ball. Goes to Hunter Fry. And now back to Stalver. Lost it. Got it back. He dribbles the free throw circle. Hands the ball off there to Jeremiah Woolard. And a pass to the corner intended over on the side. Out of bounds, tipped by the Federer. So into the game for the Titans now. Here comes Jack Hunzek back in there. The 6'3 Jaron plays Jeremiah Woolard. Bring the ball into Sharp. Sharp out top, works around the printer into the free throw area. Shoots it, misses it. Rebound grabbed up by Duncan again. And here come the T-Birds at the front. Holhus with it to Duncan. Duncan off to Barrett's party. Back at top, Duncan at 6'6". He's playing all the way out between the circles here. Move the ball around, and now down in the right side. It's going to be Holhus inside. Up. Shot no good by Rivera. Follow no good. Duncan the rebound. Tried to control it. Couldn't, and he got fouled. That's why he couldn't control it. Foul on the Titans on Nick Knudsen, his first. And it's going to be a shooting foul, putting Jonathan Duncan at the free throw line to shoot two. First one on the way up, and short, no good. He'll get another one. 6:09 to go here in his first period, looking for our first point of the ball game. Duncan ready, fires up, and in and out, no good. Rebound, put back, no good by Rivera. Had a foul on the rebound on Rod Rivera for the Thunderbirds. His first, the team's first. 6:07, the clock starts to wind down. Up the floor, Jack Hunzek with the basketball for the Titans now. Down in the corner to Stalver on the right side. Back out to Hunzecker. Gets the man-to-man. Stalver will give the ball up there for Sharp. Sharp draws the crowd off to Knudsen. Right side. There's a round defender. Pull-up jumper. Short. No good. Rebound is grabbed. And coming out of there with it will be Cameron Schuster. Schuster ahead for Duncan. On the right elbow. Back out to Holhus. Looked at it for three. Said, I don't think so. Over to Barris Carnegie. Logan with the basketball back to the right side now to Holthus. Trey holding it. Back out top. Harris Carnegie. Duncan, they play catch. Ball in the middle of the floor now. Back over on the left side against the HTRS zone. Spot up three from the left corner. It's up and down by Cameron Schuster for the first 3 points of the ball game. 5 minutes to go here in period number one. Sharp out top, pulls up left side of the ball to Hunziker. Now it goes to Knudsen. Knudsen moving from left to right. Picked up his dribble back to Sharp. The dribble is knocked loose by Holt. Used to the backcourt, but the ball was tipped, so no over and back. Sharp, oh, way outside. I mean, he was just out of the volleyball line. He was 10 feet behind the three-point circle. And the ball comes up short. Goes out of bounds. That's one of the longer intentional three-point shots I've seen in a while. Not trying to beat a buzzer or something. Here we go the other way with the basketball now. Right side, Trey Holtby's with it. Down low to Rivera. Back out top. Pass the side, knocked away. Out of bounds. Off the hands of Nick Knudsen. 4:23 to go. Quarter number one, 3-0. Johns County Central with the lead. Ahead, left side, Duncan. Back out to the top of the guard, and now Holt use on the elbow. To Duncan elevates, 12-footer, no, rebound, Knudsen. Knudsen on the run the other way through the midcourt circle with the basketball. Moving right, keeps his dribble, goes around a defender, pull up, and across the rim, no. Duncan's got yet another rebound, his fourth already. We're halfway through the first quarter. Duncan keeps on moving down to Logan Barris-Farnegie. Out top, Holkius with it. Trey to the right side for Duncan, and down in the corner, Barris-Farnegie. Holding and looking back down in the right corner. They play a catch, slip it over the top. Holkius makes a drive to the baseline, and steps on the line and made it in the corner. Tried to make the turn, and Andrew Stoller was there defensively. Tried to get around him and couldn't. In for JCC to the ballgame now. Here comes, let's see, Keegan Jones in the ballgame now. And also checking in here. I'll find him in a minute. Also in there is Brandon Speckman. Speckman, a 6'2 junior. Stoller, left side of the circle. Throws the ball to Sharp, right side wing, three-pointer, got it. Three-pointer for Gabe Sharp, and we have a 3-3 tie at the 3:09 mark. Back the other end comes JCC with the basketball. Throw the ball up there for Speckman. Speckman around the perimeter, down in the corner. Jones with it back over to the far side to Speckman. Holtius stands between the circles. Jack Hunziker watching him, but not real close. Standing away from a little bit in the zone by the Titans over to Holtius. Looking inside, nobody's getting it. Now gets it in there to Duncan on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of the Thunderbirds to Jones. Now Holtius whips the ball underneath, and Duncan can't connect on the shot. Titans come away with the rebound, and Knudsen up the floor for three. Yep, and good. Right side, about 4 feet behind the line. Knudsen gives his team the lead, 6-3. Back-to-back triple for HTRS. Duncan in the paint, up, in and out, and back in it goes for the 6'6 senior. And now we've got a 6-5 ball game. Titans leader. To the front court we come. Knudsen pulls up top of the key. Off to Hunziker. He'll dribble from the left side to the right side over to Sharp. Sharp holds it back out. Hunziker now to Knudsen. Loading up. Now dribbling between the legs. Moves to the right. Guarded by Holtius and now to Sharp. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson County Central. Sharp to Hunziker. Moving right to left, all the way out near the midcourt circle. To Stoller in the free throw circle, and now to Sharp on the right side. Gage Sharp, 6'3 senior, backing up near midcourt, comes to the left. Down the lane he goes, off balance, up, no, hit the deck hard, and a foul will put him to the line to shoot a couple of free throws here. Free throw goes, I believe, on Jones, yes. Keegan Jones with his first foul of the game, team foul number two. Sharp to the line has 2 points in the ball game. 3 points so far. He was shooting two free throws. It's up. It's good. That makes our score 7-5. 7-5 Titans. Rivera comes back in for Johns County Central, and also Logan Maris Carnegie back in. Free throw rattles out, and Rodriguez Rivera got the rebound, and Stalder able to reach up there and get a hold of the ball, and the held ball will go to the Titans on the alternating possession here. Titans will get the ball back underneath their own bucket here. I got a timeout here on the floor to wipe off the wet basketball. All right, here we go. Inbounding, Jack Hunziker from the baseline. Everybody lined up on the free throw line for the Titans. Hunziker breaks the basket, gets it now into Knutson in the paint, turnaround jumper. 3, 4, 5, hops on the rim, and it went in. 5 hops on the rim before it went down, but it got there. 9-5 HTRS. Out to Barris Carnegie with it. In traffic, hands the ball off. Speckman underneath. Stolen away. Tipped by Knutson. Ends up with Sharp. Back to Nick Knutson. Off the floor in the paint. Off left side. Stoller from 12. Up and good. Left side baseline for Andrew Stoller. And it's now 11-5. The Titans lead. And timeout call by JCC. 35 seconds to go in the first. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
11-5, Humboldt Table Rock Senior with the lead over Johnson County Central. Our boys game early on. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bring it into Trey Holtz. He'll come up the floor against the 1-3-1 now of HTRS. Inside, whoa, glasses go flying. Andrew Stalder stops to pick him up and hand him back to Rod Rivera. Good sportsmanship there. Rivera reaches over, taps him on the shoulder. The ball skids out of bounds over on the sideline. So Holtz will inbound. Carnegie off the right side of the basketball now to Speckman. Speckman down to Barris. And now inside goes to Rivera. And he lost the handle on the ball when he made a spin. 12 seconds ago, back in for JCC is Jonathan Duncan in place of Rivera. Trapped at the midcourt, bad pass across, taken away by the T-Birds. Barris Carnegie all the way to the hole, up, no good, fires it, and no good after the buzzer. I don't think it would have counted anyway. After one, HTRS 11, JCC 5, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
11-5, HTRS with the lead here, looking for their 8th win of the year. Johns County Central looking for win number 10 on the season. 11-5, second quarter action. It is Thunderbird basketball on the right side. Wyatt Ludeman in the ballgame now for Johnson County Central. Out to Holmes, back to Ludeman. Ludeman with a big dribble, and now back down to the baseline with it to Keegan Jones. Jones gets away to Ludeman, to Holmes, right side, Barris Carnegie. Back out to Holmes. Back around the perimeter. Ludeman with it, playing on the inside of the low post. He is Keegan Jones, and the Titans get a hand on it, steal the basketball. Hunziker, front court to Sharp over Knutson for three, and the elbow, right side, good. Nothing but the bottom of the hole on that one, and it's 14-5. The Titans lead by nine. 7:07 to go here in quarter number two. At the other end for the answer, in and out, no good for Barris Carnegie. Ludeman had the rebound. He and a teammate banged together. Ball loose in the deck, picked up by the Titans. Knutson around the back. Sharp from way downtown on the rim, no. Rebound out of bounds. That's going to go off Ludeman. It's going to be Titans basketball. So inbounding from the baseline, Jack Hunziker. Jonathan Duncan in there for the T-Birds now. 6'6 senior. Now inbounding Hunziker, who's set from the baseline, looking for a cutter. Knutson down the lane. Got it, made it. 10 for Knutson already. And it's 16-5, JCC trailing by 11. At the other end, it will be a shot up, no good by the Thunderbird, by Jonathan Duncan. The rebound grabbed up by Stalber. Stalber ahead. And an offensive foul called on Gage Sharp. I didn't see it. He must have cleared out some room with his forearm. If he did that, I wouldn't have saw it from my angle. That's about all it could have been. 6:18 to go in the first half. 16-5. Keeps Chiras with the lead. Holkies with it. KCC is not worried yet. Northern Medeca's tournament last week in the third place game, or excuse me, consolation game. They fell behind 11-0. Ended up winning by double digits against Parkview Christian. Down the lane, Jones up, no, rebound, and a putback good by Jonathan Duncan. He's got 4 points now, his fifth rebound, and it's now 16-7. Score coming to the 5:45 mark. Second quarter. Sharp around the defense, left side, Hunziker. Out of the elbow, dribbles back to the top and around the perimeter, over to Knutson for three. Oh, my goodness. He's out of the pistol. He's got 13. I mean, he's shooting 3 or 4 feet behind the line. 18-7, Titans. Timeout, T-Bird back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. All right, we'll keep it here at Humboldt. Final tonight from Conestoga, the boys' game. Conestoga 58, Ball City 26, 58-26. Final score in that game. Ball City will play Johnson County Central, girl-boy doubleheader coming up on Saturday afternoon and evening at the Cubs. So that game will tip off on the girls' side at about 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. I invite you to join us for that one here on Sunny 101.3. There's a buzzer to end the timeout here. Team's break and huddle, headed back out on the floor. It's Thunderbird basketball. Paul Fuse will inbound the ball in to Wyatt Ludeman. And right back to Trey Holhues. Trey up the floor on the right side, goes back to Ludeman, now swinging around the left side, working this way to us is Keegan Jones. Underneath Ludeman going in strong and off the glass, it's up for two. Nice play, good pass, good shot. Ludeman with the bucket, it's 19-9. The other end we go, Sharp from 15 up, no good, and a foul on the rebound. Okay, I say, how do you call it? That's on Jonathan Duncan. And the foul. Wait a minute. Now the officials are confused. He pointed one way. Okay. It is on Duncan. That's his first. Team foul number 3.5. And now Hunziker will inbound. Duncan guards the inbounder. He's 6'6". Forward to Stalder in the paint, cross court to Sharp, driving in, leading for Hunziker. Hunziker will fire up a triple, in and out, no good. Rebound Stalder, back to Sharp. Sharp with it. Hunziker, free throw line. Stands there, turns back to Gage Sharp at midcourt. Gives the ball back to Stalder, underneath, with the ball, hands underneath, back to Stalder. Good, and the assist going to Hunter Fry, who's back in the ballgame there. Fry with the assist. It's now 21-9, HTRS. Ludeman with it, moving left to right into the paint. Out it goes to Jones for 3 off the front. No. Rebound to Duncan. In the paint, up, and it crawls over the front end for him. He's got 6, 21-11. HTRS leading. Here is Knudsen for 3 in the right side. Short this time. Loose ball rebound to Stalder. Stalder will back it out with a dribble now into the paint. Left side, Hunziker gives it off again to Knudsen. Had the ball slapped away. Hunziker recovers it. Hunziker around the back with a dribble. Guarded out there by Duncan. Now back to Knudsen. Contact, no whistle. Knudsen backing up, keeps on dribbling, around the back with the pass, Hunziker 3 ball, off the front, no good, rebound brought down by Jones. Jones tried to turn the corner, he went one way, the ball went another, and the Titans get the ball back. Jones is out, into the game comes Brandon Speckman again, the 6'2 junior. All right, inbound, Stalder, Andrew with it, dribbles up. He'll be picked up there by Schuster. And Stalder around Schuster. Oh, he had a layup. He passed the ball back to Hunter Fry. Fry wasn't quite ready for that. He said, I thought he had a layup. So did everybody else. Sharp in the lane, down the lane, left hand block by Duncan. And they call a foul. It may not be on Duncan. Yeah, it is. That's his second. Looks like a pretty clean block. But again, our angle up here in the back row of the bleachers, not the same as what they have downstairs. Rod Rivera will come in after the first free throw here. Sharp at the line. 4 points in the ball game and make it 5 and get the free throw. Be now 2 for 3 at the line. 22-11. 3:11 to go in the half. Sharp ready again. Eyes the bucket. Lets her fly and got it again. And it's now 23-11. Lead is 12, matching the biggest lead of the ball game. Lob it inside. And a nice little finger roll up and good by Schuster. Excellent entry pass. And here we come the other way. Titan ball. Sharp with it. Start around the perimeter over to Hunziker, to Stalder in the free throw area. Back to Sharp. Went left. Ooh, he pushed off the left arm. No call there. Drives it across. And the ball, as he passed it across the lane, was deflected by Schuster. It hit the backboard, back of the backboard. Titans inbound from the baseline. Everybody on the free throw line for the Titans coming off that pick. It'll be Knudsen. He'll fire up, and he got fouled by Holkins. Trey will pick up his first foul of the game, team foul number 5.5. And it will put Nick Knudsen at the line. 13 already for the senior. 3 threes. This is his first free throw opportunity, and he hits that too. 24-13 now. Knudsen ready again. 2:36 to go in the half. It's up. It's good. You can make free throws. You can score a lot of points. 25-13. Tightly. Holfey's free throw line. Out it goes. And a 3-ball up. No good. And an offensive rebound. Put back. No good by Speckman. The first shot put up by Ludeman. And the official says the foul on the Titans. We'll go on Jack Hunziker, his first. just the third foul of a half on the Titans. They've spread him out amongst three players so far. Free throw all up and no good for Brandon Speckman. They'll get one more here. 25-13. Thunderbirds trailing, and now that one's good. 25-14. Ahead quickly. Knutson, left side wing, three ball, no. Ludeman, the rebound, and ran into from behind by Hunter Fry, who picks up his first foul, and team foul number four. JCC will inbound on the baseline here. Down 11. Titans will bring into the ball game now Ryken Davis, a 6'2 junior. He checks in for Hunter Fry. One-three-one zone defense by HTRS. Ludeman to Holthus, around to Heidemann. Rather respectful. And an offensive foul. Setting the pick was Rod Rivera. He just called for his second foul, team foul number six. Rivera out. Back in is Keegan Jones for Johnson County. Hunziker in the front against the man-to-man defense. Moving left, gets it off to Gage Shark. Moving with the dribble, they force him. Oh, they cut him off. Good play defensively there by Schuster. Now with it, Knutson, he got bumped. Free throw circle inside the pivot. Layup is good. The assist will go to Andrew Scholar. 27-14. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Titans at 13. Now to the front court. Thunderbirds with it. Holthus. Trap gets it away now with it. Jones down the lane. In a lot of traffic. He hits the deck. Rebound brought down by Knutson off the miss on the left side. It's Knutson to the front around a defender. Now to Shark. Shark left to right. Schuster tried to cut him off. Couldn't get him that time. Stalder. Out he goes, and a drive up across to Davis from Hunziker, and they couldn't get that one down, and a foul on Davis trying to get the ball back after the turnover. Foul on Ryken is his first, team foul number five on HTRS. 1 minute to go here in the first half, a 13-point HTRS lead. All right, ready to roll from the backcourt. Thunderbird basketball. Holthus has not scored yet in this game. Off to Keegan Jones on the right side. Cross court. Now back to Jones. Jones looks, fires, 10-footer, no. Rebound to Stoller. And now out it goes to Knutson. Looking up for his one to throw that cross court the length of the floor there to Hunziker, or rather down to Jack Hunziker, but just didn't feel comfortable doing it. The ball's knocked out of bounds by the T-Birds over on the far sideline. So Hunziker will move over there to inbound it. He'll come to Stalder near midcourt in the midcourt circle. He'll go around the band, now cut off, and a big pick set by Ryken Davis. When Ryken sets a pick and you run into it, you're going to know it. And here is a foul on Trey Holthus, his second. And that's team foul number seven, so it's 1-1 for the Titans. And Nick Knutson will go to the line to shoot 1-1. 18 seconds to go in the half. Free throw up. Good again. I don't think he's the one you want to foul late. 28-14. They've doubled the lead on JCC. Second on the way for Knutson. Up and good again. Lead is 15. 15 seconds to go, and as Knutson hits both free throws, he's got 17 in the game, 12 in the quarter. Holthus for three. Off the mark. No. Rebound. Schuster. Four on the clock. Pass stolen. Knutson from long range at the buzzer. Up, no good. After one half, it's Humboldt Table Rock Senior 29 and Johnson County Central 14. 29-14. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back and look at the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our first half score is 29-14. Humble Table Rock Center leading Johnson County Central here tonight in the boys' game. In the first half for Johnson County Central, they got ahead on a three-pointer, and then it was tied at three, and after that, it's been the lead to HCRS the rest of the way. First half scoring for the Centerbirds, Jonathan Duncan, 6 points and 6 rebounds for the 6'6 senior. Cameron Schuster has 5 for Johnson County. Brandon Speckman, 1, and Wyatt Ludeman has 2 for their total of 14. They went 1 out of 2 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. For the Titans, leading the way, Nick Knutson, the senior, 17 first half points for him. 12 of those in the second quarter. 3 threes and 4 for 4 at the free throw line for Knutson. 6 points for Gage Shart in the first half. Andrew Stoller had 4 and Ryken Davis had 2. The Titans went 7 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. 29-14, the final score, or the halftime score, excuse me. HCRS with the lead in the girls game. Humble Table Rock Senior picked up their fourth win of the year, a 37-31 victory tonight over Johnson County Central. That was our score in the girls game tonight. Teams are going to the locker room to get their halftime instructions from the coaches. While they're doing that, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check the weather. It's supposed to warm up a little bit for a couple of days anyway. And then hear from more of our sponsors. Thank them when you get a chance for making high school basketball possible on Sunny 101.3. Back after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Quarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well,
game over.
Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Bonnie City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 1 below. Tonight, under clear skies, easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Highs level off around 28. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 21. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 37. 43 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3.
Teams are all warming up for the second half here. Note I see here tonight the Fremont girls basketball team set a new state record tonight. They made 21 three-pointers in the game to beat the old mark of 19 set by Seward. Fremont girls, 21 three-pointers they made tonight in their game. I don't know who they played, but that's the gist of it. 21 three-pointers. Oh, my. That is a gob and a bunch. Here, 29-14 is our score. We've seen 4 three-pointers for HTRS and 1 for Johnson County Central in the first half, and that's been all of them so far in this ballgame. HTRS has a 6-point advantage at the free throw line in the first half, 7 out of 8 to 1 out of 4 for Johnson County Central. Final seconds ticking off the clock here at halftime. Hopefully, we forgot to do split the pot. Okay. got to get this done before we can start the basketball game. Holy cow. Oh, we're going to... The band stops. Maybe the band's not going to stop. We're going to make her talk over it. There we go. So... So, 29-14 is our score here.
And our system cost is at $844. So, all right, go ahead and pull
the Now they're doing the split the pawn here.
All right, and the number is...
Draws out the number.
8-3-0.
Won't be me. I didn't have a ticket. Oh, boy, it's close to me, 10 feet away. Winner was 10 feet away. I should have went over there and swiped her tickets. All right, we're ready to go in the second half here. Titan basketball, we're underway. The ball comes in to Jack Hunziker. Hunziker to the front court with the basketball. Hands off the Sharp. Man-to-man defense here now by Johnson County Temple. Underneath and now back out Hunziker to Knutson. Back to Hunziker. Moving from the left to the right. Keeping his dribble. Gets a pick out front. Titan just running a weave out in front right at the moment. And down the lane, Sharp lost the handle on the basketball as he went through the lane. Somebody got a hand on it. And now off the floor with it comes Jonathan Duncan all the way to the hole. Finger roll, no, and a rebound to Spalder. Andrew Spalder grabs the rebound for the Titans at the other end. Fry missed. Might have been partially blocked there by Duncan. Offensive rebound and a putback. Foul. No bucket. Timeout. Johnson County Central. The foul is called on Rod Rivera. His third. Team foul number 1.5. 30-second break in Humboldt. We're back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're ready to roll here again. The free throw line, Stalwart effort, too strong, no good. Andrews got 4 points in the ball game tonight, looking for 5 here with his next free throw. JCC 1-for-4 at the line in the ball game here so far. They've not had too many chances. Second one up, off the back, no good, and another rebound to Jonathan Duncan. They'll get it to Holthus. Trey up the floor the other way, has not scored the ball game, over to Duncan. Back to Holthus. So now off the right side. With the ball, they go to Cameron Schuster. Get the ball to paint. Holthus, free throw line jumper, no. Rebound to Scholar. He'll get it to Knutson. Knutson up the floor. Trey Holthus tried to cut him off. And a pull-up jumper, and it's good for two. Knutson. That gives him 19 in the ball game. That is now 31-14, biggest lead of the ball game. Out top with it, Duncan working the ball inside to Rivera. Knocked away and to the left corner. Recovered by Trey Holthus, and he fills it up from the left corner for three. 31-17. Here the ball in the backcourt. Sharp got away, got down the lane, goes up, tries to take the pass to the court, and a foul will be called on the T-Birds. Referee checking his number again. That's Trey Holthus, and that's his third. Team foul number 2. And now inbounding baseline will be Hunziker. He looks, comes into the near right side. That's Fry. Now back to Shark. Shark pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Left side, Fry got the rebound. Out it goes, and a three ball, no good. By Knudsen, rebound to Fry again. Took it to Hunziker. His pass out to Stoller, and on the arm with the foul, Cameron Schuster reaching in there, got some arm. Stoller couldn't get the ball on the deck. For Barrett, checks out. Into the lineup comes Keegan Jones for JCC. Inbounding on the far side, midway between the half court and baseline. Down in the corner, Stoller gave it inside, but taken away by Holgus. Trey on the fly the other way, and all the way spins in the paint, up, and got the friendly bounce. He's got back-to-back hoops, and it's now 31-19. 5:30 to go. For three at the other end, on the rim, no good by Knudsen. Another rebound by Duncan. Quickly up the floor. Now Ferris Carnegie for three. In and out, no. Rebound Schuster, and a foul on Schuster. They've fooled me a couple times here tonight already. Yep, that's on Schuster. His second. He got the rebound, but he got foul committed on. He fouled Knudsen. Okay, there we go. We'll get it all straight out. The lead is 12 for the Titans. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Up the floor with the basketball now. Hunziker to Gage Sharp. Holds it. Round defender. Oh, he pushed off the forearm. Yeah, he looks the referee like, you got to be kidding me. And coach and dad Mike Sharp says, you can't do that. There's a good call. That will be the second on Shark. First foul of the half on the Titans. 3 minutes gone by here in his third quarter. With the basketball working as Jones, knocked away by Shark and stolen. Throws the ball ahead to Knudsen. Free throw line area jumper short off the side. And the rebound is out of bounds. And it will belong to GCC. Oh, Knudsen came out and hit that first bucket of the third quarter, but since then, he's missed a couple. Might have cooled off a little bit. The other way we go, around the perimeter with the basketball, now to Jones. On the right side, thought about it. I was going to fire the three, and he made it. Usually when you're going to stop and reload like that, it doesn't lead to anything good, but that one did. 31-22, the lead is down to 9. Stoller at the other end, no rebound to Duncan. He's got 9 boards all the way to the hole, over the front, no. Up and good by Jones. He's got 5. And now our score is 31-24. HRS with the lead, they call the timeout. Halfway through the third, back in 30 seconds, on Sunny 101.3.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes, 4 seconds left in the third quarter. Johns County Central ran off 10 straight points. They were down 31-14 by 17. Now they're down by 7. Timeout taken by HTRS. Both teams have taken one here so far in the game. Hunziker out top dribbling, guarded out there by Duncan. Now Shark around a defender, down the lane, runs into a defender, and Fry with the rebound. He tried to get rid of it, taken away by JCC. Up the floor, now to the left corner. Barris Carnegie out to the top and back to Holtius. Back down to Logan. Barris Carnegie in the paint. kick it back out, and it's a three-pointer. Good, and 13 in a row. Keegan Jones, 8 all here in the third quarter. 31-27. A 13-0 run at the moment. In the middle, now with it out of the far side. Hunsaker tipped away, ball loose. Holdius had it, lost it, the ball kept going. Went off Holdius, then off another T-Bird. Out of bounds. Titan ball at the 3:04 mark of the third quarter. Like we said earlier, Thunderbirds got down 11-0 to start the ballgame Saturday. But Park B. Christian came back and won, I believe, by double digits, if I remember right. And now Sharp with the basketball. On the right, driving to the hole again. Elevates, and he got bailed out. He got fouled. Foul on the Titans, or excuse me, on the Thunderbirds. That's on Logan Barris-Carnegie, his first. And Sharp either had to pass it or shoot it. They got a hand on that ball. And they get a foul call. Bring it into Sharp, right side at the wing. In the middle, Stoller down the lane, up, no, but a whistle and a foul. And that's already team number 6 on the Thunderbirds. That foul is going to be on Cameron Schuster. He's got 3. Call on somebody else. They called that on Wyatt Ludeman, excuse me. Team foul number 6. Stoller at the line. Now 1-for-3, and that breaks the run at 13-0. 32-27. All right, Stoller ready again. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up off the back. No good. Rebound tipped and coming out with it. Keegan Jones up the right sideline. Double team now gets the ball away to Holdius. Trey back down to Jones, fake the three, reloads, fires, short off the rim, shoots for the rebound and a putback. Cameron Schuster has 7. It's now 32-29. The lead is 3. At the other end, Knutson. Started by Holtude. And here's a pass across the court. Stolen. Schuster. Layup. No. Foul. No. And another foul. 2 rebounds on the offensive end by Ludeman. And we've got a 1-point ball game now. 32-31. That's a 2-10 mark of the third. The Titans come down. And they throw it away again. Trying to get the ball underneath. They throw it away. And now JCC could take the lead here with the pocket. They were down 17 points at 31-14 at the start of the third quarter. So here we go. Holtius to the front. Titans playing man-to-man defense here. Are they zoned up? Looks like they might be in a little zone here. And now JCC throws it away. Barris Carnegie throws it. It goes off the hand of Holtius out of bounds. All right, Hunsaker will inbound the ball. Get it right back. Now he's dribbling up, gets to the front court with the left hand. Down in the court with it tipped away. No. It is going to be Thunderbird basketball. Age Stress thought that it had been tipped by Ludeman, but the official center said no, no. The Titans bit by the turnover bug here in the last couple of minutes. 1:40 to go in the third. Thunderbird's looking for the lead. And now in the left corner, it's Holtius, double team, track, dribbles out. Backs down to the elbow. And now out top, he goes to Ludeman with it. Rather Speckman in the ballgame. Now to Ludeman. Now come over to Holtius on the left side. Back over the right side. Ludeman with it, drives into the paint, and we've got a whistle, and we've got a foul on the Titans here. Foul is on Eade Sharp, his third. Team foul number 2.5 on the Titans. Inbounding, Jonathan Duncan. Now back out with it after the inbound. Holtius has it, left side of the circle. Dribbles once, left side with it. Titan fans want a travel call, but he never moved his feet. Holtius with it again, off to Logan. Barris Carnegie skips it across, moving in. Speckman with it. Got it knocked away. Holtius has it back on the left elbow. Over it goes for 3, off the mark, no good by Ludeman. Rebound brought down again by Duncan. He's got 10 boards. Polkus in traffic, a floater, no, a foul on the rebound on Johnson County Central. Foul will be on Jonathan Duncan, his third foul, and that's 1-1. He should be walking down here to shoot some free throws. There we go. Now, who got fouled? Coach Kirk Ferris, not extremely pleased with that call. He's got the referees here at the line. Andrew Stalder, 1-for-4 here in the third quarter of the line. 40 seconds to go in the period. Free throw goes. They'll get another one. That makes it 33-31. 8-year lead. Holfuse out. Back in the game, Keegan Jones. Stalder free throw up. Off the back, no. Rebound off the hand of JCC. Duncan couldn't get a hold of it. And the Titans get it underneath their own basket. Here comes Schuster back in the ball game for Duncan. He sits down with three fouls. Holtz has three. Schuster has three. And Rivera has three. Sharp looks, brings it in to Hunziker. Left side of the floor, picked up his dribble, and a push foul from behind as it went to Knudsen. He turned, fired a shot, and got it, but it was after the push. Foul on Logan at Barris Carnegie. His second, and now back to the line is Nick Knudsen with 19 points in the game. Free throw up, and he missed. First miss of the line tonight for Knudsen. Two-point game with 30 seconds to go in the third. Off the floor, Jones with it. Right side to Speckman. Back to Jones. Moving in now to Ludeman. Light catch on the far side. And back to Speckman. Left side, Jones looking in for Schuster. Can't get the ball. Now he's trapped in the corner. Throws it, stolen by Sharp. Ahead to Knudsen, all the way to the hole. Up, layup is good. 21 for Knudsen off the turnover there. Up to four, and that will end our third quarter. HTRS 35, Johnson County Central 31. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
Sunny 101.3.
.35-31, Humboldt Table Rock Senior with the lead. Johnson County Central with the basketball. JCC has a 17-point lead when they made their first buck of the third quarter. Now they are up by four. It was down to as many as 1 point, 32-31. Inside shot up, won't go for Holkins. Spun around the rim and out, but he got fouled. Foul will be on the Titans. That's going to be on Gage Sharp, his third foul. At the line, Holkus shooting a pair. First one up for the senior is good. He'll get another one here. Second free throw coming. 35-32. Up and good. Got them both. 35-33. That is only the fifth and sixth free throw attempts of the night for JCC. They've made three of them. Sharp, they went for a steal. He threw it underneath, intended for Scholar, threw it too high. The ball went off either the rim or the backboard. And it will be JCC ball. Here they come, looking for a tie or the lead. Holthus up the floor. Maris Carnegie back to Holthus against the zone of the Titans. Left side with the ball. In the corner now is Speckman. Back out Holthus over to the right side, and he'll get it right back. High pass. It'll be Holthus with it. Now give the ball to Speckman. Back to hold. He just thought about a long one, didn't take it. Maris Carnegie won't take the long one either. Bounce pass into Schuster. Ball loose, and it's tightened off. It got loose on the floor after two players tied up, and then it got kicked out of bounds by Fetterberg. Keegan Jones back in the game now for Brandon Speckman for GCC. Just past the top of the hour. This is Sunny 101.3, KLCA, Falls City at Auburn. All right, up the floor with Hunsaker with the basketball, dribbling around. Duncan comes out to take him on. Now over to Shark. Clock winding. JCC has been an 8 fouls and now 9 already here. HRS is going to need to take advantage of their free throw attempts here. That foul goes on Schuster, and that's 4 on Cam Schuster. Team foul number 9. Stalder at the line is 2 out of 6. 1-1 here, up and got it. It rattled and banged and it fell in the hole. 36-33. Stalder ready, fired up, got it. Much better looking free throw there. 37-33, the lead is 4. 6.5 to play. Holthus over to Jones. Right side, cut off. Back to Holthus. Here's the ball in the middle to Duncan. Lost it, but a reach-in foul is called. Foul will be called on... Must be 21, not 12. Yeah. Foul is called on Hunter Fry. He's got 3. Inbound to the corner. Jones missed it. Weak side rebound to Shark. Off the floor and a foul on Holthus. Went for the steal. Came up empty but makes contact with Knutson. Now Nick Knutson going to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Double bonus time. 4th foul on Holthus. He and Schuster with 4 each for JCC. Free throw up. Good. 38-33. The lead is 5. 6:18 to go. Schuster will sit. Back in comes Ludeman. Free throw up. Good. 39-33. HTRS with the lead. Holthus 3 from straight out in front. Around the rim. Won't go. Scramble for the rebound, and it's Hunsaker with it to Knutson ahead to Stalder. Quickly up, he wasn't really in control. Off the glass, won't go. Rebound to the T-Birds on the run. They give the ball up to Jones, loads it up, fires a long one, and carries it. Jones with 11 all here in the second half. 39-36. 5:47 to go. All the way into the hole, up and good. 2-pointer for Knutson. He's got 25 in the ball game now. 41-36, HTRS. And a ball stolen by Gabe Sharp on a pass to Jones. Sharp with the steal, dribbling up the floor. Around the defender. And now Sharp keeps the dribble, gets it to Stalder down the lane, and he fired a rocket pass to Hunter Fry. And a little too much mustard. Out of bounds with 5:20 to go. Holthus coming out. I don't think that's what Coach Ferris intended. He wanted somebody else out of the game, but Holthus thought it was him with 4 fouls. Pass forward by Ludeman. Tipped away. Out of bounds now. Holthus right back into the ballgame. Logan Barris Carnegie comes out. The 5'7 senior starter will sit down. Backcourt to Holthus. 5:10 to go. To the front. Polkius dribbles, hands it off with the basketball. Wyatt Ludeman, 5-point advantage at the 5-minute mark for HTRS. To the front, inside Speckman in the paint, short, rebound, scramble, and it's safe. Stalder touches it last. All right, into the game once again, Cam Schuster for JCC. He'll replace Speckman in the lineup. Duncan will inbound from the baseline. Looking, he'll come in, and Jones dropped the ball. Picked it up, and he couldn't get a shot off. Now to Duncan, back to Jones. Holkius left side with it to Ludeman. Back to Holkius, steps up over to Jones. Thought about it, didn't. Now Holdy's driving off. He'll have to be careful with four fouls driving in there. Here he comes. Contact, throws it up and got it. Focus now with 9 in the ballgame. 41-38. 4:22 left. Now to the front. He's sharp with it. Gets a screen down the lane. Tried to finger roll. Ends up on the deck. And here comes Holkius with the ball for JCC. Now over he goes, right side Jones driving in, and a blocking foul on Gabe Sharp. That is 4. It is. On the double check there, my numbers weren't adding up quite right. 5 team fouls now on HTRS. Sharp talking to the referee. Hadn't been very happy with a couple of calls that he didn't get and a couple that went against him. So here comes Ryken Davis back in the ball game for Sharp. Shoots from inbound out top to Jones. Fake to 3, off to Holkius, driving to the baseline, cut off, across the lane. It's into the hands of Duncan. He elevates and gets fouled to the 3:57 mark in the fourth quarter. Foul on Hunter Fry, his fourth. Well, we got a whole bunch of players in danger of fouling out of this thing. Who's going to knock down their free throws to win the game? Free throw up. Duncan misses. He's 0-for-3 at the line now. He'll get another one here. Davis and Stalder, the inside positions for the rebound. And the free throw up and good. 1 out of 2. Duncan's now got 7 points. 41-39, 3:52 to play. HTRS leading Johnson County Central, our boys game. The Titan girls got a win tonight. Hunzecker spinning around, nearly had it knocked away. Now it's a solar. He's picked by Keegan Jones. 2-on-1, but Jones is going to take it. Missed it, and a foul on Jack Hunzecker. He waited too long to make the pass that time. The foul on Hunzecker, his second. Team foul number 7. Both teams in the bonus. This is a shooting foul anyway. Jones got blood on his finger. So Sharp will come back in for the Titans in the place of Davis. Well, now what? Can't bring somebody else in to shoot it? Or get the blood? Maybe it's in his mouth? Timeout, Johnson County Central, try to get this figured out. Timeout, JCC, they're down by 2, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
This is Sunny 101.3.
.337 left in our ball game. Humboldt Table Rock Sear leading 41-39. They have given up 15 points off of their 17-point lead in the early minute of the third quarter. They got Keegan Davis all cleaned up. He must have been got hit in the mouth. He wasn't cleaning blood off of him. He was drinking water during the timeout. All right, so Jones at the line, shooting two. His first trip to the line in the ball game. First one up. Oh, no good. He'll get one more here. His team down by two with 3:37 to go. Second free throw up and off. Rebound and a putback attempt. No, and another rebound to Schuster. It goes up. No, Staller blocked it. Out of bounds off of the Thunderbirds. Oh, now the Thunderbird fans are very unhappy. Now we're going to have a little conference here. I don't see how that ball went off the T-Birds when it was blocked by Staller. They confer, and they leave the call the way it was. Thunderbird fans are not happy. HRS fans are not really any happier. 3:25 to go. 2 points, tight lead. Hunzik, underneath Knutson. Reverse, won't go. Rebound brought down by Jones. He's had a big game off the bench. 11 points. Holtius in traffic off the right side. Jones big three. Holtius will take one. And on the rim, no. Knutson the rebound. Knutson slowing it up as he crosses midcourt. Underneath, he goes to Fry. He got bumped. No good on the shot. Schuster the rebound. Wasn't a lot of contact, but it was contact. 2:50 to go, still a 2-point tight lead. Off of the key, Duncan down the lane, up, and we've got a foul. And if that's Hunter Fry, I think he's going to know. Foul is on Nick Knutson, his second. Team foul number 8, and at the free throw line, Jonathan Duncan, shooting 2, I believe. And that might be 1-1. 1-1, free throw up, around at home. He's made 2 in a row. It's now 41-40. 2:44 to go. Second free throw on the way up, and no. Rebound, Jones, Keegan Jones rips it away from two Titans. And it's a 1-point lead. The T-Birds can take the lead with a bucket. Holtius, right side, well beyond the 3-point line, over to the left side, loop the ball there to Ludeman. Ludeman dribbling in on the baseline, double team out. Holtius for three, short, no, tip in, up and good by Duncan. He's in double figures with 10 to go with 12 rebounds, and JCC takes the lead, 42-41. With 2:14 to play in the game. Timeout. Titans back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
42-41. Johnson County Central has overcome a 17-point deficit. A minute into the third quarter. And now lead it 42-41 with 2:12 to play. Titans took the timeout. They'll have the ball at midcourt. Thunderbirds have 2 players with 4 fouls and 2 players with 3. Each stress has 2 players with 4 fouls. Backcourt to Gage Sharp, the senior. He'll bring it to the front court. Man-to-man defense. Holtius short all the way inside. Jumps underneath Knutson. And he got fouled on the shot. I believe they're going to get Ludeman for the foul here. No, they did not. Ooh, they put that on. They put on Keegan Jones. Okay, Keegan Jones picks up his second foul. Game sure looks a lot different up here. Free throw, Knutson, good. 26 points for Knutson. And we're tied for the second time tonight. The first time at 3, now at 42. 2 minutes to go. Short on the free throw. Rebound number 13 for Jonathan Duncan tonight. High ball game. And up the floor comes the T-Birds. Hand it off to Keegan Jones. Jones, 6'2", freshman. Off the left side, Jones loads up. Defender jumped in the air. He couldn't get the shot away. Holdius, then he dribbled off his leg. Gets it good. Out of bounds on the baseline with 93 seconds left. 42-42. Titan basketball. They'll pick up at three-quarter court here. Well, the Thunderbirds. They're not really going to even do that. They're just going to let him come off the floor now. Over to Hunziker. In the middle of the stall at the free throw line. Looks for a cutter. Sharp. That pass tip. Stolen. Ludeman going in. He fell down. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Knutson. And I understand why HTS fans are unhappy now. Knutson was running down the floor, and the Thunderbird player, Ludeman, fell, lost his balance, and fell into Knutson, is what I thought I saw. Wow. 1-1 for Ludeman. Goodness. Free throw for the lead. Up, no. Rebound, Stoller. He has done a good job in the boards tonight. Good job all the way around. Now we come. 108 to play. Knutson with the ball in his hands on the left side. Floating right. Top of the key. Off the Stoller. Back to Knutson. Top of the key. Down the lane. Down and a blocking foul. Basket is good. Knutson with the basket has 28. He'll be at the line for the bonus. The foul is on Keegan Jones, his third. And now for a 3-point lead. It's good. 45-42. We go back to the Titans. 29 points for Nick Knutson. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
3-point lead for HTRS. I imagine my broadcast buddy, Randy Gatula, is either on his way home from Conestoga listening to this or sitting in his driveway unable to get in the house because he can't break away from this good game. 45-42. Thunderbird basketball, backcourt, token pressure by the Titans. Still in the backcourt. Now to Jones, ahead to Holtius. Finally, that was close. Jones over, now to Speckman. Beckman to Jones, right side. Down Holtius. It's a 3-point lead for the Titans. Jones thinking about it. Then Holtius will offer three for the top. From an end, no. Rebound Schuster. Scoop, no. Rebound to Sharp. And he will be fouled after getting the rebound. He will walk the other end and shoot two more free throws. 35. Keegan Jones with his fourth foul. And now it'll be Gage Sharp at the line to shoot two. He is 3-for-4 at the line. Has not been there since the second quarter. 27.5 seconds ago. He made it. That's a big one. That makes it a 4-point lead, 46-42. Timeout called on the floor. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service
to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
27.5 seconds left. Gage started the line to try to make it a five-point game when the time resumes, the play resumes here. That was the last timeout for Johnson County Central. No timeouts left and a four-point deficit. Start at the line. 4 for 5 now. Sets, fires, no. Rebound brought down by Duncan. He's got 14 rebounds, and he got fouled. Oh, my. What can you not do if you're HCRS? Commit a foul. Oh, my. That foul is going to be on Andrew Soler, his first of the night. Team foul number 10. So now Jonathan Duncan is going to go to the line and shoot two. He is not done real well. He's made two. One, two, three, four. Two out of six. Two out of seven. Ludeman and Burris Hardy back in for Johnson County Central. They need to make here. 25.7 seconds left. Duncan, I'm getting for 14 rebounds in the game. Free throw is good. It crawled in. He's got 11 points now in the game. 46-43 and a push foul on Ludeman. Sharp ends up on the floor. Ludeman with his second foul. And Sharp will be back in the line to shoot two more. Gage, 1, 2, 3, 4 out of six at the line. 7 points in the ball game. Needs to make one to make it a two-possession game, and the first one's too strong off the back iron. No good. Holt is back in, and Speckman back in for the T-Birds. 23.5 seconds left. Sharp up, got it. 4-point lead for the Titans. 47-43. Holthus in traffic, forces went in, he got it, he got fouled. Oh my goodness. He took it right into the lane, pulled up about 3 feet away, and got it, and the foul is going to be called on Andrew Stoller, his second. 2 for Holthus gives him 11. He is 2 for 2 at the line. The lead is now 47-45 with 17.3 seconds to go. To make it a one-point game, Holthus got it. He's got a dozen. He comes out on the defensive end there with the four fouls. 17.3 to go. 47-46, Titans ball. Forward, inbound, he looks, he gets it into Hunziker, ahead to Sharp. Sharp's going to be fouled finally by Ludeman. It runs down to 12 seconds, which seemed like it was more than 5 seconds, but I guess not. So the best they can do now is make it a three-point lead. The foul on Ludeman is number three. 12.1 seconds left. Gage Sharp back at the line. 2 for 4 here in the quarter. Blake going. First one. In, out, and back in. Hit the front edge, went to the backboard, and went in. 48-46. HRS by one, or by two. 12.1 seconds ago. Up, no. Rebound. No timeout for JCC. Holthus off the floor. In the lane. Spin. Shoot. Scores! And we're tied. Timeout HCRS. 14 for Holthus. 48-48. 1.7 on the clock. Back in 30 seconds. On Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4-8 apiece between the Titans and the Thunderbirds. 1.7 seconds left. Titan basketball will be at their own end of the floor. JCC didn't have any timeout. Folkies, 5 points after. I don't think he scored in the second half. You got 14 now. And you don't want a foul. Titans want to get it to Knudsen or Sharp. They're going to leave Sharp open, it looks like. Well, now, okay, Schuster's going to come up and guard him now. Hunziker will inbound it. Now they put 2.5 seconds on the clock. And now Kirk Fair says, hey, wait a minute, where'd that come from? They didn't do it during the timeout. I wondered if they were going to do that, but thought maybe they would have done it before the timeout. All right, 2.5 seconds. That was their 1.7. They put it on, and now throw the ball to midcourt. It went through the hands of Stoller. It's loose, and we're going to go to overtime. 48-48. Johns County Central and HTRS. The Thunderbirds over gave a 17-point deficit. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. At Community Medical Center in Falls City, we care about the health of our neighbors, friends, and families. Please help us as the spread of COVID-19 and its variants are on the rise. Remember, wear your mask when in public, maintain a respectful social distance, cover coughs and sneezes, wash your hands frequently, and use sanitizer and clean and disinfect frequently touched areas. Let's continue to take care of ourselves and each other, because at Community Medical Center in Falls City, we love our communities.
Sunny 101.3.
4 minutes up on the clock. Overtime in Humboldt, Nebraska, HTRS and Johnson County Central. Nobody has fouled out yet, but we've got several players with four fouls. I believe two on each team. Gage Sharp will jump it up against Jonathan Duncan with 11 points and 14 rebounds in the ball game. Nick Knudsen with 29 points. And it goes to Knudsen on the tip. Shot up. And he got her to go. The tip, when he tipped it backwards, the defensive side, Knudsen caught it. And he puts his team ahead 50-48. Jones for three, right side. Too strong. Schuster the rebound. Schuster fights his way in there. Out of bounds off of the Titan. So the Thunderbirds will inbound again. All right, from the baseline, Cam Schuster looking out top. Keegan Jones over to his right side, to Ludeman. Ludeman to Schuster in the middle to the big man. In and out, no good. Off the backboard by Duncan. A rebound brought down by Nick Knudsen. 31 for Knudsen in the ballgame. He dribbles down the left sideline, now spins out near the top again. Ludeman chasing him. Knudsen keeping the dribble, and now they switch off defensively. So Kurt Burr thinking maybe that'll be a 5 seconds off. Knudsen slipped and fell down, lost the basketball. There's no foul, he just lost his footing on the floor. And now here come the Thunderbirds. 1 minute gone in the overtime. Jones down the lane. He's tripped. And we're going to have a held ball. No, we got a timeout called by Kirk Ferris. That was the one he got back, I think. in the overtime. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
50-48, HTRS leading Johnson County Central in overtime. We played 1 minute, 4 seconds of this overtime period. That was the only timeout that Johnson County Central had. They had used all five of their timeouts in regulation. They get one extra timeout in the overtime, and now that one was used up. Now, what are we doing? We got a buzzer that's going off inadvertently here at the clock for some reason. All right, ready to go. Inbounding to Schuster. Out top, Keegan Jones. Jones with it, cross court to Ludeman. Ludeman to the left side, Trey Holt. He's playing with four fouls here. Working it around, and to the left side, Jones, three ball, left pocket, too strong, rebound, Ludeman. Ludeman up high, brings it down, Holtius, 18-footer, off the mark, no, rebound to Sharp. Gage Sharp outlet to Knudsen, fires it ahead to Scholar, and he got ran into by Jonathan Duncan, and Duncan picks up his fourth foul, and that will put Scholar to the line to shoot two. Andrew Stoller, 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 7, 4 out of 8 at the line. The Titans, 18-28 in regulation, just 7-16 for the Thunderbirds. This is good. 3-point lead, 51-48. 2:29 to go in the overtime. Stoller ready, fired, got it, can't hit it both. Made five of his last six. 52-48 now. Focus to Jones in the right corner. Drawing a crowd. Cross court. Ludeman fires a triple off the mark. No good. Missed everything. The ball's out of bounds. And it will be HTRS basketball. 2:14 left in the overtime. Hunziker brings it in to Stoller. He'll hand it to Knudsen up the floor. Oh, he's got a man wide open. And he went around the defense all the way to the hole. Up and good. 33 now for Knudsen. 54-48. 2 minutes to go. Not over. Holtius dribbling, directing traffic against the zone of the Titans. Jones out top for three. Got it. Nothing but net for the freshman. He's got 14 in the ball game off the bench. And a timeout for a foul. We get a foul. Foul on Ludeman as the ball came in. Okay. Wyatt Ludeman picks up his fourth foul. Knudsen will go to the line. He's made all but two. I have 18 to count him now. Here's up. It's good. 34 for Nick Knudsen. 55-48. They're 58-51. 54, 55, 56. He makes them both. A 35-point night for Knudsen. Focus down the lane, forces his way in, rolls it in off the glass. He's got 16 to 3-point lead, a minute and a half to go. 56-53. At the other end, it's going to be Hunziker around the defense and a foul on Jonathan Duncan. That will be his fifth. Duncan will foul out on the blocking call with 11 points and 14 rebounds. Those numbers are unofficial, especially the rebound. Coach Mike Sharp for HRS, he walks down to the JCN and shakes hands with Duncan and said, you've done a fine effort, young man. at the line will be Jack Hunziker. Hunziker getting ready. Up and got it. That's his first point in the ball game tonight. And it's 57-53. The lead is four. That was a big one. Second one up. Second one good. 58-53. 1:19 to go. Holcus left, moving right. Hey, that foul. Hunziker fouls him. Two more free throws coming up here. Jack picks up his third. Both teams have committed fouls that you just drive a coach crazy late in this ballgame. All right, Holcus at the line with 16 points. Shooting two, it's up, it's good. 58-53. Now 54. There it goes, get up on the scoreboard. 58-54. Can make it a three-point game with this one. It's up. It's good. He got them both. No timeouts for the Titans here, or for the Thunderbirds, excuse me. And now it's Steele. Schuster steals it down the lane, scoops it. No. No whistle. Rebound to Sharp. Below four to go. Ball knocked loose, but a foul on Johnson County Central. Foul on Keegan Jones, and Keegan Jones fouled out. Second Thunderbird to foul out of the ball game. And at the line will be Gage Sharp to shoot two. Jones fouls out with 14 points off the bench tonight. Sharp free throw, round and good. They'll get another one here now, 59-55. That made it a four-point game. Still a minute, three to go. Sharp, ready, up, around, no good. Rebound, sneaking in there to get it. Hunter Fry, the staller, drives in, shoots and scores off the glass. Staller with the bucket. Has 12 points in the ball game at the other end. Ball's out of bounds. It's 61-55 with the two-point bucket. Thunderbirds need a couple of long ones here just to tie it. They have no timeouts left. 48 seconds to go, and now somebody must have hit the deck. They're throwing a towel out on the floor to wipe up the liquid. His body's probably all over the floor there. That might be part of the problem. Kids have had a workout in this one, that's for sure. Stalker. Andrew Stalker is out there wiping up the floor. Towel says, hey, I better wipe my face off before I throw it back. He does. 48.4 to go. 6-point lead out top. Jones out of there. He's a 3-point shooter and a turnover. Traveling by the Thunderbirds. 44 seconds to go. T-Birds pressing. And now into Sharp. Holcus can't foul him. He does. He's done. They need him. Out it goes to the left side. Hunziker to Sharp. 36 seconds ago. Nobody wants to foul for the T-Birds. They're going to foul out. Knutson's got it. He'll drive through the lane. Out top says, come get me. And Ludeman knocks it loose to the backcourt. Now it's Stoller. Back it goes to Knutson. 21 seconds. Crosscourt stolen. Schuster all the way in. Left side up and good. They let him go. Smart play. 61-57. 11.7 to go. And a foul on the T-Birds. Foul will be on Cam Schuster. He fouls out. Schuster will foul out with 9 points. So that's the third T-Bird to foul out of this ball game. At the free throw line will be Andrew Stoller. I've got him with 12 points in the ball game, shooting two here. It's up. It rolls around and it goes. It hit the rim and then it rolled all the way around and it went in. I'm out of room for scores here. 62 to 57. I'll leave it 5. I'll leave it 6. All right, 10 seconds to go. Holtie is for 3. Off, no good. Rebound, Sharp. Just hold it. That's it. In overtime, HTRF will pick up their 8th win of the year. Final score, 63-57. HTRS with the win over Johnson County Central. We'll take a 1-minute break and come back and wrap this up on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
Sunny 101.3.
Took me all that time just to add up free throws. This game final in overtime tonight. 63-57. The HRS boys get the win over Johnson County Central. In the overtime period, it was HRS outscoring Johnson County Central 15-9 in overtime, and in the overtime period, HTRS made 9 of 10 free throws, and for the game, they hit 27 of 38. Johnson County Central, no free throws in overtime, and for the game, 7 of 16, a 20-point advantage at the free throw line for HTRS in this game tonight. It was 11-5, HTRS after one quarter. They led by 15 at halftime, 29-14. They made the first buck of the second half and went up by 17 points over JCC. Then JCC fought their way back, and we tied it up 48 apiece in the end of regulation, 48-48, and then 15-9, HTRS with the lead, scoring 15-9 in favor of HRS in the overtime period. Scoring in the ball game tonight, JCC now 9-6 on the year. They're led by Trey Holfuse. He had 18 points in the ball game. I believe they were all in the second half. 11 points and 14 rebounds for Jonathan Duncan tonight. 14 points off the bench for Keegan Jones. 9 for Cameron Schuster in the game. 4 for Wyatt Ludemann. And 1 for Brandon Speckman in the game for Johnson County Central. For Humboldt Table Rock Senior, they are led by Nick Knutson. Outstanding night for Knutson. He had 35 points in the ballgame tonight. That included 10 out of 12 at the free throw line. Jack Gunzecker had 2 tonight in the overtime. Gage Sharp had 10, all but 3 of them at the free throw line. 14 for Andrew Stoller tonight, and 2 points for Ryken Davis. Again, 27 to 38 at the free throw line tonight for HTRS. They are now 8-9 on the year. In your final in overtime, 63-57, Johns County Central at HTRS. NG HTRS gets the win, 63-57. In the girls' game tonight, it was a good ball game too. HTRS with the win, 37-31, the final there. Johns County Central now 7-9 on the year. The HTRS girls 4-13. 12 points apiece for Ellie Shart and J.C. Leach in the ball game to lead HTRS. 14-9 for Jordan Albright to lead Johnson County Central. So that's going to wrap it up tonight from Humboldt. We will have HTRS, we'll have Johnson County Central on the air again coming up on Saturday as JCC will host the Fall City Tigers. That girls game should start around 4:30, followed by the boys game on a Saturday night and afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. So that's going to wrap it up from Humboldt. For Brian Hurt, our engineer tonight, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.